From high atop his mountain of index cards and tournament brackets, this is The Joy of Booking, a fantasy booking podcast. Here's your host, DC Matthews.
Welcome back to The Joy of Bopping. My name is DC Matthews, at the DC Matthews. I hope that you are well. I hope that those you love are doing well as well. We're going to try something new today. It's not ideally. In a perfect world, this is going to make your experience as a listener, sweet listener, to this podcast better. And otherwise, it won't make a difference at all. In the past, I have had this computer recording my sweet audio, and I have had a separate computer that has been in charge of the bracket and playing the theme songs. So the theme songs are always quieter than I'd like them to be because we're dealing with a Chromebook speaker system, which is not very good, transferring to this speaker system. We're going to try here on this episode just having it on this one machine. So I think it will work. I'm not entirely positive, but that's what we do. We learn these things together. So far, we are in round two. These will be our round three matchups. Triple H versus Sami Zayn, again, in terms of theme songs. John Cena versus William Regal. He's a man, such a man. DX Big Boss Man. Shinsuke the Godfather, Cactus Jack versus Minoru Suzuki, and Brutus Beefcake will be going up against the winner of this next matchup. We had to end on Beefcake. My apologies to those who had their heart set on the American males winning the entire bracket in another world, perhaps. So let's get right into it. Let's see if this works. Here comes our next theme song. I believe this is, in part, a main event of WrestleMania rematch. Let's find out. Oh, that's much better. I think if we're going to have an issue with this, it's going to be, will I be able to be heard over the music? That's going to be the question here. I think the music itself will be much louder and easier for you to hear. Less sure about me. Obviously, that is Becky Lynch. Great theme, easily recognizable. It is a bop. But tough competition here. Let's see what the opponent is. So once again, we are at a point in which it is WWE-created theme song versus existing song used for a superstar. And this is topical because this will be last week for you, last week, this week for me, last week for you. Ms. Rousey had some things to say about her time in the WWE, and they weren't exactly complimentary. And no one was surprised. I don't know that anyone was surprised. I don't know necessarily that Ronda Rousey was the person we needed to hear from. But of course, certainly, again, no surprise, there were some bad people. Brother Love, it turns out, may have been a bad person. I don't want to diminish what Rhonda said. I want to honor what she said. But at the same time, it's one of those weird situations in which people kind of have a negative opinion towards her anyways, so her complaining, does it help? I honestly don't know. We're going to go with Becky Lynch, and the sole reason for that is because I appreciate the original songs versus the songs that already exist. Motorhead, kind of notwithstanding. All right, so the Barber and the Man will go to town in round three. Next up, oh, this is a fun matchup here. You're going to enjoy this, friends. Fantastic theme song. You get the again, easily recognizable, and then you get the twist, and this is what's going to actually cause this song eventually to get kicked out of the tournament. It's not going to win. You have to have Doink, Matt Bourne, doing the facial changes, or maybe Ray Apollo, whichever version it was. You have to have him being all happy and clowny and then not. That really makes a difference. And that is not exactly what we're doing with an entrance song tournament. So let's see. Will it even make it out of this round? I don't know. It's a great song, but will it make it out? It won't. I'm sorry to say. Much love to you, Doink, but it's not going to make it. And the reason why that it is not going to make it is because of this thing we sort of added, kind of, I won't even say at the last minute necessarily, audience participation. The audience participates and sings along to Fandango's theme. You can't sing along to the Doink theme. You could do it at first, and then it's do-do-do. So purely on audience participation, as we talked about, a new concept, something that was not a thing in the 90s necessarily, with the exception of maybe like the opening bars of Real American. Fandango gets the win. This next matchup is great. I'm excited for you to hear it. You want to talk about audience participation. Glorious! No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious. And I will defend. I will defend. Great song. Bobby Roode is going to be a curious. Bobby Roode's going to be a curious case. Bobby Roode really should hope that WWE and Endeavor, TKO, eventually just buys TNA outright. Because if you take all of TNA, is Bobby Roode a TNA Hall of Famer? Without question, he is. If you can combine somehow TNA and WWE, he's a WWE Hall of Famer. NXT champion, tag team champion, great theme song. Now he's doing work as an agent. Then add all the TNA accolades and you make a case for him to be a WWE Hall of Famer. It's a great song, crowd participation out the wazoo. And DIY with their social media really made it even more than what it was. Gonna be tough to beat. You look so good to me. Ooh. I choose to believe, dear listener, I choose to believe that if Billy and Chuck existed in the modern era with a gimmick that was more befitting the modern era, the crowd would sing that song. I think there would be some crowd participation there. Great songs either way. Glorious is the clear winner. And we'll get Fandango versus Bobby Roode, which I gotta tell you, is a match I would happily watch. Dirty Dango versus Robert Roode, I would happily watch that match all day long. So Becky versus Brutai, and now Fandango versus Bobby Roode. Brandon Banks worked his magic with this one, this next matchup here, friends. Even the lyrics are great. Don't judge him by his looks. He's got a mean left hook. He really does. He really does. It's rare that we get ex-husband, ex-wife battles here, but here we go. Was Sable a bigger deal in wrestling than Johnny B. Badd, Mark Marrow? Of course she was. Of course she was. There's no question. Is her song better than Johnny B. Badd's? No. Not even a little bit. that Johnny B. Badd song is much better. Sable's is good, and then after 15 or 20 seconds, it's repetitive. It's kind of just the same thing on a loop, which was in some way kind of, for some theme songs in the 90s, that was sort of what it was. It was 30 to 45 seconds, and then it just looped because these people's entrances were not going to take longer than 30 to 45 seconds. So Johnny B. Badd will advance. One of those situations, this next matchup, where the wrestler on my list is probably, I'm not going to look it up, but is probably 200 or more spots above the opposition, and not going to win.
Viva la raza!
It's a great song. It fits the character. It has boppish tendencies. all of the things you're looking for. And yet, Eddie's in my top 50, probably 20, maybe 30. I don't remember. But this song that is going up against cannot, will not, and perhaps may not ever be stopped. I would listen to the whole damn thing. I really would. This song should not go away quietly into that good night. This song should be kept. We should be hearing it. Bianca and Montez could be coming out to this song. Seth and Becky could be coming out to this song. Let's see, what other couples are there? shows how little I pay attention to those sorts of things. This song could exist again. It's so good. Yes, it worked perfectly for Mike and Maria, but you could reuse it much in the same way that Kurt Angle's song was not Kurt Angle's song. First, it was, I think, The Patriots, and then it went on to become Kurt Angle's song. This song could be reused to really get to its glory there. So Johnny B. Badd versus Mike and Maria Kanellis. Excellent third round matchup. Once again, coming up here, we're entering a new bracket. We have a number one seed taking on an opponent that they've wrestled multiple main event matches, I think. We're just skipping ahead here. This song's so long. All right, OG Undertaker song, obviously good. I don't even know if it's OG, but it's like the classic Undertaker theme song. It's number one for a reason. It's great. It doesn't qualify as a bop, but with the exception of the American Badass Undertaker, he shouldn't come out to a bop. A guy who walks that slow can't come out to... Can't come out to that music. It's got to come out to something slow and plodding. And in a slow and plodding way, it's a bop. Taker Foley. Classic matchup here. Mankind's song is repetitive in the same way that Sable's is. We get the da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na, and eventually there's something else, but most of the time it's just that lick over and over again. And for that reason, and for the fact that it's the Undertaker's theme song, and he has been doing it for so long, he will get the victoire there. But don't worry, Mick Foley. You're not John just yet. Also repetitive, but also... That character is so corny that it almost works that that song is that repetitive. It's almost not that big of a deal. It's a great song. It's a great song. Do you know who that is? I didn't tell you. Can you identify it? Probably, but not definitely. If I play you Dude Love Song, 95% of the people who are listening to this show would know it. This one, I don't know. This could be generic wrestler number 14. It's Balls Mahoney. It's a good song. It's not as good as Dude Love's song. So Taker gets a bit of a break. He's walking through the three faces of Foley here because now he's got to do battle with Dude Love. I'll be honest with y'all. I've got chicken in the oven. I got to go take it out because I'm pretty hungry. We'll be back with the second half of this episode once I have some food. And we're back. No time passed for you. Not that much time passed for me. Our local Megamark has these pre-breaded garlic parmesan chicken cutlets that are just delicious. So, popped some in the air fryer. We have two air fryers. Popped them in both air fryers because there was a lot of chicken. And now I have some delightful chicken to make it even harder to understand me. Because I am a terrible podcaster. But we have an all-time great 80s WWF feud up next. So we have something to look forward to. I am curious about that song. Pomp and Circumstance, Wikipedia, is a series of marches, so there's multiples, from the early 1900s by Sir Edward Elgar. They have some, you know, I'm just playing some of the various ones. Ooh, I like that one. That's nice. March number two is good. What's this one? All right, so turns out there's more than one Pomp and Circumstance March. So is Randy Savage in the Wikipedia page? No. So maybe those aren't even the same ones. But either way, we've all been to a graduation in which they used that theme song. It's not Randy Savage's. It fits the character. I don't know if it's a bop. And I'm going to piss off Brandon Banks because I don't know if it's a bop. You know who it is right away. It fits the Macho Man. But I'm not tapping my toe to it, as opposed to this one.
American Dream. He's just a common man, working hard with his hands. He's just a common man.
The sad part about this, and I may have mentioned it before, is Dusty Rhodes goes to WWF and is treated very badly. Doesn't contend for a world title. Has some big time feuds, but is wearing the polka dots. Like, he's a cartoon character at that point. And I say that knowing that this is a time period of cartoony characters, and he's among the cartooniest, and yet they give him one hell of a theme song, so much so that it's winning. It is beating Pomp and Circumstance. It is beating the Macho Man Randy Savage's theme song. That song is great. You play it today for any wrestling fan, and they will get down. They will get down. What's next? It's slow, but that bass line, that's a bop. That's a bop right there. This is going to come out a few days before the Bray Wyatt documentary, which is going to be an emotional roller coaster for many people. I honestly don't know if I'm going to watch it. I try to avoid emotional roller coasters whenever possible. So I don't know if I'm going to get a whole lot of joy out of watching it. So I might skip it. Did I just cut myself? I got a paper cut yesterday. And I may have just reopened the wound. I don't even know what I did. Yep, I am mildly bleeding. This might be the first time I've ever bled on a podcast, and I don't have any bandages. I'm not gushing blood, obviously. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on things. If we need to pause again, we'll pause again to dress the wound. But that's annoying. It's like right at the underside of the knuckle of my littlest finger. So it is a spot that obviously gets a lot of use. Yeah, I don't think there are any bandages in this room. Apologies, I should delete all of this, but you know that's not how we do things. We will pause once again for station identification and for me to dress my wound, and we'll be back. Well, now that my grievous injury has been tended to, and I am once again a bandaged soldier on the field of battle, let us press on. Bray Wyatt's theme song. Again, we would consider it boppish. Going up against another sort of classic song. It's going to be hard for you to hear it because it takes a while to start, but few songs make better use of a timpani. So this is a conundrum, because the Randy Savage, Pomp and Circumstance, similar to also Sprock Zarathustra, which is what we call, from 2001 A Space Odyssey, which is what we call Ric Flair's theme song, the official name, similar in terms of kind of a classic song. Ric Flair's is slower, but has more fanfare to it. The reason Randy's lost is it went up against an all-time great song in Dusty's. As much as I love Bray Wyatt, and we know that I do, and it's a good song, but I don't know that I can consider it a great song. And so I believe we are going to go with Ric Flair, which means we will get Dusty versus Ric Flair, bringing back that all-time classic feud in round three. Dusty versus Ric Flair. All right, here we go. Next up. I don't remember when Brandon sent this to me, and again, this is probably something we mentioned when we first, in the first round. Had I recorded the whole thing immediately after getting this from Brandon, this song would probably go farther. The fact that it's Brock Lesnar's, and the fact that I am not sure we ever see Brock Lesnar in a WWE wrestling ring again kind of sullies how I feel about the theme song. It's good. It's a bop. It's easily recognizable. It checks all the boxes. It's just the theme song of somebody who is accused, allegedly being a very bad guy. So I guess it depends on the
no.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. I mean, I know I did this to myself. I know I put this song in here. And I want to say, I record these shows, whether it's the DDT experience or these solo shows, and I walk out, and in many ways, it's like I never recorded them at all because I don't remember what I did. We talk, we have a good time, we share moments together, and I don't remember exactly when which moment happened. Did I put this here because I knew it would beat Brock? I'm going to say yes, because I don't feel good about letting Brock Lesnar's theme song advance right now. So we are going with Lana's, that ravishing entrance by the ravishing Russian Lana. So that is our winner there. Tempting to just end the episode on it like we did with Beefcake, but we've had so many interruptions, we should press on. And again, we're about to get a great theme song. Fantastic. Sheer perfection. I'm switching to something. This is not part of the tournament. I want you to know that. I'm going to say it again. I'm about to click on a theme song that's not part of the tournament, but one of the links off on the side for YouTube is a theme song that I could not tell you what it is. I don't know Vladimir Kozlov's theme song, and I'm just morbidly curious, so...
Yeah. Принёс тебе боль. Я твой кошмар. Я твоя проблема.
Okay, yeah, that's terrible. Never mind. Sorry I clicked on it. Mr. Perfect's fantastic song, taking on... another great song. I'm dancing. Oh, the tribal drums. And I don't even know if they're tribal, but... oh, that's hard. That's a tricky one, because both of those are great songs. We gotta go with... we gotta go with Mr. Perfect. I mean, we have to. But... man. That Steve Blackman song is good. Has no business being that good, but it's that good. All right, let's press on here. Interesting matchup.
So,
you think you're untouchable? Word life. This is basic nerdonomics. NERD nerdonomics. Word life. That doesn't want to listen, but I'm forcing him to hear me. It's interesting how some songs just, I easily slip back into the Nerd DC voice. If you were listening to episode 400, the voice I used for the Doc Manson song was all over the place. Even without trying to do accents, I go all over the place. John Cena song, that's his best theme song. It's great. It deserves to be number 5.
Shock the system.
So here's the problem. There is an argument to be made that the Undisputed Era song is just patently better than John Cena's song. Part of that is the fact that I this is going to come as a surprise to you. Am not a huge fan of rap music. I've taken the history of hip hop. I've written some raps. I enjoy some rap quite a bit. It's just not what I go to. So I was jamming a bit more to the Undisputed song, but my issue, and this is probably not probably, this is definitively not what we're doing here, but because the Undisputed era in WWE never reached its full potential, they dominated NXT, there's no question about that, but that group should have and could have, and I wish would have, gone on to WWE and done something. And they didn't. And eventually they all left, and now Adam Cole is injured, and he's doing the devil thing, whatever that is. Kyle O'Reilly's there with his long, shaggy hair. Roderick Strong's the most successful of the bunch right now. He's killing it. Bobby Fish, we don't know where you are. I'm going to go with John Cena because I do think that is the right answer on the surface. Maybe it's not my preferred answer, but it also is the it's a great song. It worked really well. It was a great fit for the character, and it's my favorite John Cena theme. So maybe it's fine. What's next? Oh, interesting. We got some stable battles, stable warfare.
Will you find a baby?
Because I don't watch modern day wrestling all that much, I could not have picked that song out of the lineup. I seem to recall it taking me a while to figure out what it was, and I may have peaked. I peaked a couple times. I tried to hide it. I think I did a pretty good job. But sometimes, I won't even say peaked. Peaked is the wrong word. My eyes happened to catch what it was. I didn't have my eyes closed enough.
Sierra Hotel.
India.
Echo.
Lima.
Delta.
Shield.
Is it a great song? No. Is it iconic in its own way? Of course. The answer is The Shield. Going up against John Cena. So that's kind of fun. Getting a John Cena Shield thing. Oops. Nope. There we go. All right, where are we here? We've got some matchups done. How many have we done? Let's go back and check. We finished Brutus, Becky, Fandango, Rude, Johnny B. Bad, Mike and Maria, Taker, Dude, Love, Dusty, Ric Flair, Lana, Mr. Perfect. All right, we're getting them. We're cruising. I'm not going to finish this bracket today. So we'll do four more themes. So one more third round matchup, and then we will say our farewells. I'm bleeding. I'm injured. I'm grossly injured here. And you want me to just keep going talking about these theme songs? I'm wounded. So the person who posted this, it's titled WWE, Just Close Your Eyes, Christian 14th theme song. Did he really have 13 others? Are we counting TNA? If we count TNA, then maybe. He's currently in my quest. He's currently the NWA champion. I can't care. I care 0.7% more than I cared about Jeff Jarrett being the champion. I don't care.
Yeah.
usually prefer an original song to an existing song. There is no question, however, that is a perfect mixture of song to talent. It works very well for John Moxley. Him going through the crowd for the entrance works really well. He really is the Sandman of AEW. Veteran, weapons, not particularly good, and in the end, will ultimately be forgettable. John Moxley is the Sandman of AEW. How's that for a hot take, huh? If it was going up against anyone but Christian, I would, but that song is great. I don't like Christian particularly much, but you can't deny that's a fantastic song. So we will go with Christian. And once again, much like Johnny Mox, ultimately a forgettable matchup.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees and pray.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees and pray. Just based on those lyrics, who was this song written for? Because it wasn't The Miz. If you're wrestling The Miz, I don't think you drop down to your knees and pray, unless you're going, oh, thank God, it's just The Miz. I love The Miz. I love the fact that The Awesome Truth is a thing. I hope they win the tag team titles. That's probably not true. There are probably other better teams. But I like that it's a thing after all this time. I have a deep amount of respect for Mike The Miz. But kayfabe-wise, he's not big, he's not strong, he's clever, he's cunning, but he's not going to be physically intimidating. So who was that written for? I came to play, there's a price to pay, time for you to get down on your knees and pray. Mark Henry? Sure. Biggie Langston? Sure. A guy like a Lance Archer? Tyler Rex? I'm trying to think of when that song would have come out. Even a guy like a Wade Barrett, maybe, but those lyrics don't match The Miz. It's a great song. Not sure it matches The Miz. That scream pissed me off. Just right then and there, that whole thing, that whole entrance, that whole beginning pissed me off. And it's not going to win, so why bother even continuing? The Miz wins. Miz will take on Christian. Great match. Miz versus Christian, great match. All right, friends, I've eaten some chicken. I've bled. It's been a good show. We will continue this. How many more second round matchups do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Jesus, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Okay, a lot. A lot is the answer. A lot. A whole lot. More than 30. So we ain't even close to done. All right. Thank you, Brandon Banks, for an excellent bracket. We're having fun with it. Shout out to GQ. All the best to the bestest Glenn. My name is DC Matthews at the DC Matthews. I'll see you the next time we celebrate the joy of bopping.